East Coast Breakfast.
22nd of October.
Interesting day that is, because the 25th is on Saturday, which means we get paid on Friday a day earlier, but it is 2 days.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, 100%. Oh, I'm sure. I know exactly which day
is
payday every single month when it starts. So you can hear the calculators, you can check the people checking your app, how much money do we have left, maybe you're eating leftovers, who knows. But I want to know, would you rather get paid once a year, once a week, so every week, or once a month? And just FYI, according to our East Coast Radio blog, there's a psychology of payday. And if you would like to get paid once a week, it makes you feel richer, even though your income hasn't changed. But people that choose weekly spend more because you feel better. I'm going to choose weekly because there's nothing like the feeling of the day that you get paid. And I would like to have that euphoric feeling 4 times a month. Just not because I'm going to spend all the money at once at all. Just because
so
I like
you can feel
the feeling. It's like I've accomplished something.
More.
Yes, so then I feel I have that feeling for like three more days of the year. And then like the endorphins and things in my brain are like, yes.
Okay.
You, this guy?
Ooh, I was going to lean towards once a week. But I think I'm going to... I'm fine the way it is now.
Monthly, you like it monthly.
I'm fine if it... If I get my bets right, it can be once a week. So I don't need... It's just ready to pay me once a week.
Wow.
My
bets,
okay. My bets will pay me once a week.
Darren, you?
Yeah. You know what, guys? If you can get all your money that you're going to get through the year in one amount, that's capital. That's like the kind of money you'd normally loan. You could like take all of that and then buy property and then like say you buy property and rent it out and you use that to go buy your groceries.
That's great.
Oh, that
very
is
clever.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I want once a year. Give me all my money now.
Okay, your explanation works because my question for once a year is like, then you have a really long December, bro.
But then also, you know,
while we're Decembering,
you're gonna use that money to make more money.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
No, but you've got to be responsible because if you, it falls apart just once, you wait a whole year.
And then your tenants don't pay you, and then
you know what I mean?
In December.
And then the legal process, who pays for the lawyers, all of that stuff. But I'm torn because Carmen, like that endorphin rush of payday every
payday.
Woo. I mean, you know how excited we get about Friday?
Yes.
Imagine like the Friday, every Friday is a payday.
Yo.
Every Friday and it's a payday.
Yeah, well, in Europe, right, like football, like they get paid weekly.
Yeah, but the footballers get paid thousands and thousands of pounds.
Well, Salah gets paid 350,000 pounds a week.
Yeah, we can't compare ourselves to footballers, though. That's just wild.
Yes, they're in 350.
I don't think he's going to quibble about weekly, monthly, or yearly.
I don't think
yearly.
He cares the day he gets paid.
Wow, but that is a very, very good question. Say you could wave a wand right now and change it immediately, just for you, not for the universe, just for you. How would you like to get paid? Tell us why. How would you like to get paid, weekly, monthly, or yearly? 061-792-9495.
Good morning, East Coast Radio. Jean-Michael here from Pinetown. For me, I prefer to get paid weekly. It's easier and it's much better. And it just makes things so much easier for everyone. So weekly is what I would prefer.
Hi, guys. I would definitely want to get paid monthly. I mean, we need to think about the tax man. Imagine getting paid once off. And how much tax will that be? This is Papa Ngo.
It's a good one, Papa.
No, I mean, I hear
Darren and I often forget about the tax man.
Because you're weekly. I'll tell you one thing. The tax man will never forget about us.
They will even message you on a Sunday.
That's a very good. Okay, so you're weekly. If you get weekly, I wonder if
you get less tax. So that works, right?
Into a tax bracket. That's okay.
Yeah. So Nikita on Facebook here says we cannot even afford to live off the once a month salary. Imagine trying to budget that yearly salary.
It's too much.
And Nishi is like, daily, please.
Wow.
Every day.
That's great.
Let's say good morning to Neil from Balito. So, Neil, you sell products online and you get paid weekly. How does that work for you? And then do you spend all your money the whole week? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, I don't get left, but there's not much left over. But it's a nice little practice of being money man every Thursday I get paid. So a little bit to school fees. I'm a single dad, so a little bit to school fees, a little bit to investments, a little bit to savings, a little bit for groceries.
Sure.
And then every week I've got a little bit left over to spend on myself, if I'm lucky. But I think it just gives you good discipline. And my daughter's also kind of involved in it. I give her money weekly, so she also tries to practice the whole save some, spend some, keep some.
But Neil, isn't it also like a bit tricky, right? I know you speak about discipline, but you also speak about school fees. You can't pay school fees weekly when you get the money every Thursday. So you kind of have to save up to make sure you're making the payments at the end of the month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I put some money into my credit card and I'll just keep it there. And then when it's time to pay the bills, the money's there and I can pay it. And if there's a little bit of interest I can make on it at the same time, that's also a bonus. So, yeah.
Guys,
okay. I like this.
So it's a discipline thing. But it is a discipline thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm not speaking. I know people would be frightened. Like, if you get paid weekly, how many people are not coming to work on a Monday?
Well, Neil can do it. We can do it.
Okay.
We can
But also depends, like, where you. Okay.
It's
like,
not like when you get paid at the end of the month and you don't come to work the following Monday, is it?
And how many people on the Wednesday and Thursday are going to be hungry because you, like, every Wednesday and Thursday? Like, when you get paid monthly, it's 2 or 3 days where you miss out on food. But you get paid weekly, you're going to miss.
Are you saying the end of the week, then we're going to be hungry?
Every day, hungry every week.
But that's the discipline, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a tricky question. I love the fact that you would imagine you had the option and you could decide, yes, I'd like to get paid weekly or monthly or once a year in a big lump sum. What about you?
Craig Gia. I would love to get paid weekly,
what?
But my salary every week. I think that would make life much easier.
Yeah.
Because, sure, it lasts, let's call it 3 weeks after payday. It's very tough. So, yeah, I would love to get paid the salary every week.
I think you'd be fonder of your employer as well.
Yes.
If you meet your employer and this is the person that gives you money every week, that's luck. As opposed to they only pay you once a month.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd like your employer more. It might work towards employer-employee relations.
Yes.
We got Lindy on the line all the way from Richards Bay. Lindy in Richards Bay, how would you like to get paid once a year, once a week, or once a month?
Good morning. So I would personally like to be paid once a year. I think that we would make more responsible financial decisions knowing there's not another payday coming up. The first year might be a little bit of a blunder.
Yeah.
But I think in the second year, like Darren also mentioned, like the investment opportunities and not having to pay all that interest on the debt that you have to incur to buy property or to invest in your business.
Yeah,
I think it will force you to be a lot more disciplined with what you're doing because it's not going to be like another one that's coming next month or next week.
And Lindy, like, I don't know if you've experienced this as well, but I know that your school fees, if you pay your school fees in one lump sum, you get a massive discount.
Discount, yeah.
100%, exactly. Like even preschool fees you get 7% to 8% discount. And a lot of the things, if you actually pay it up front, you can also save on interest. If you can put down lump sums on of your main debt, your principal debt, you can also save interest in the long run.
See, Lindy knows she used words like principal debt,
Lindy's
stuff like
smart,
that.
Lindy. What do you do, Lindy, for a living?
I am in finance.
Thank you. Shout out.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense.
All right. So if you, thank you, Lindy. So if you are, if you're in finance and then then you get it. You see that there is a value to it, but you're disciplined and you can't make any mistakes.
Mm-mm. Well, there's a full research blog that we've done on ecr.co.za. It's called The Psychology of Payday. And according to the Journal of Consumer Research, people who are paid more frequently, which is every week, for example, they spend more because your brain feels richer. Shout out, love it. Even though obviously your actual income hasn't changed. And then there's another study that's done by the World Economic Forum found that increasing pay frequency can make people feel more financially secure, but also more impulsive with their spending. Then there's this thing about a 49-day pay gap over December and January.
Oh, yeah.
So that would also be...
Yeah, it is. 40. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get paid early in December.
So why? Then they tell us plan for it. Not because they pay us early in December, so it lands up being...
Pay early in December, normal time in Jan.
And then we broke in Jan.
Proper.
So there's a lot to think about.
I must just add that if you do get paid at any point during the month or year, you are doing better than most South Africans. And many people don't even earn an income. Mm. The numbers are staggering. But what if you really want financial peace of mind? You should follow Karen's advice.
How's it, Darren, Sky, Coleman? It's Karen here. You guys are doing all of this wrong, okay? All of it is wrong, okay? All you have to do to be happy when payday comes around, yeah, okay, is marry a millionaire. Easy. Listen to Karen, okay? Easy.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.